I kind of like the Fuel TV thing. I would like maybe a Fuel TV gig. It's so
that's cool.
You know what the difference is? They don't. They just do. They just like, here we go, we're gonna do that. You know, the only thing I did practice to be Pat Parnell. I was there, and there's the, what is it, the teleprompter?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's not gonna work out for me.
That's a bitch.
Dude, he goes, he just says, hey, we're coming in this hour, we're sponsored by Verizon, and I was like, I tried to read it next to him, I was going, and coming up next is, we're sponsored by Verizon, fuck.
You need bullet points, not cue cards. Or yeah. Not,
I need, yeah, bullet points, yeah, tell me who's going to be on the show.
Yeah.
And I'll do it, like, say today, I'll do the show, look, watch this. Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Jason Ellis Show. Today we've got Oxycontin John coming in. He's
going
to talk to us about what it's like to not be on drugs anymore.
I'm really
and after that, we might do World's Greatest Wednesday. We might not. Colin McKay's going to come in, and Raw Dog's ass is purple. On the Jason Ellis Show. See, I can do that.
That's it, yeah, just bullet points. You ready to bring in Oxycontin? Bang this out?
After this.
Okay. On the Jason Ellis Show.
This is for Raw Dog.
Thank you.
Shit song. All right, welcome back to the show. I have with me today Oxycontin John, finally face-to-face we are meeting.
Yes, sir.
It's exciting to see you here.
It's exciting to meet the future radio motherfucker. Let's get this party started.
I hope nobody thinks that from just listening today. We'll bounce back.
All right.
But you're out of rehab today?
No, I actually get out, I fly home next Wednesday, so next Tuesday is my last day.
All right.
3 weeks, man. A little over 3 weeks.
It's tough, right?
Fucking hell, man. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. Your fucking wife's pretty pumped, though, dude.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's mega pumped. She seems like it on it, you know, when I talked to her.
She wrote me a letter.
Oh, fuck.
What? She just said that I was awesome.
Well, you are.
She didn't listen. She doesn't listen to the show.
No.
That's kind of fucked up.
It's over by the time she gets home.
See, if I read it, you won't find it, it won't make you cry, because you'll just be laughing at how I read a fucking letter. Want to hear this?
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna cry.
It's okay, we cry. I cried. When did I cry, Tumblebum?
You didn't cry on the show yesterday. But
no,
when
but I cried on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't even tell.
Hey, man, don't worry. You don't ever have a shit show, whether you aren't enjoying it or not, everybody else
I'm
is.
Just saying, for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, compared to other radio, I'm okay. But my show, it's not. You know, we're gonna pick it up. You're right.
You want a leg kick?
Here we go. Yeah. Do you want to give me one?
I'll give you a leg kick, motherfucker.
motherfucker.
Hey, make sure that everybody knows the story too. For
Baccarat, get the video camera.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So people don't know Oxycontin John. Oxycontin John, you've been addicted to Oxycontin for how long?
Off and on for, I guess, 10 years worth of pills.
10 years worth of pills, and then how long have you been an alcoholic?
I started partying when I was 15 and quit when I got to the Chapman House.
Right, and what else did you do? That's it, that's all you did.
I smoked some weed, yeah, little booze, vodka, you know, a couple pills here and there.
But you're married with two kids.
Yes.
And how old are your kids?
I have a 17-year-old son and a 13-year-old daughter.
And you called my show over and over again, but the first couple of times you called the show, you did it with such a manner that I was stupid enough to give you the VIP line.
Indeed.
Even though it turned out to be kind of a smart thing, because I did know that sooner or later, because you're the first person that's ever called and has said stupid shit that endangers them, and I just let it go.
Right.
You were the first person. I got tons of people, tons of Twitter attacks saying, how could you just let that guy say that and be the way he is and not try to straighten him out? Because that's what I'm supposed to do, because I was addicted to drugs and alcohol, and I don't do it anymore, so I'm supposed to save
everybody. It's part of
the
strength, man. I draw that from you.
I didn't even play your intro.
His name is John.
All right.
Oxycontin.
Motherfucker.
He hates his kids, his wife, his life, his life, but not by good enough.
I'll come right in his bitch's mouth.
Got on the VIP line. Out of his Oxycontin.
Yeah. See, I can see you're excited today because you're a little weird when I spoke to you on the phone because you're still in the middle of withdrawing or whatever, but just listen to this.
I'd come right in his bitch's mouth.
You don't even really speak English in that. You're speaking some weird-ass shit that only Baccarat would understand.
I'd come right in his bitch's mouth. That's right, we roll down here. Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker. There's a sober one for you.
All right, that's good to have. What's your name, man?
Dan.
Dan, and what is your job?
I'm a director of intervention at Chapman House.
So you, what is a director, what does that mean?
Interventions, that's where, you know, if somebody refuses treatment, the family calls us, we get the family together and devise a plan to convince the person to go in and get the help they need.
Right, and you are at, what is this, it's ChapmanRehab.com if anybody else has a family member that is in trouble, because you've pretty much...
If he can fix me,
yeah,
yeah, fucking right, has. Man. ChapmanHouse.com. That's where you want to go.
Do you hate your kids today?
I love my kids, right. Man. They're just sometimes they're a little selfish.
That's right.
You know, and it's been my problem not providing and doing what I should. I've been a drunk asshole.
But you seem like a happy person today.
Sober. You know, once I get out of that shit, I mean, I'm great, man. The problem is I tend to get too jacked up, and then next thing you know, I got people, man, why don't you calm down? You know, why don't you smoke one? Yeah, why don't you have a drink and back it off a minute, you know?
You're a charismatic guy. A lot of fucking junkies are. A lot of people that are addicted to shit have that charismatic gene. It's like a tough thing. We're up or we're down.
I'm always up.
That's a fucking lie. But I'm going to read you this, and it's going to make it way easier for you because I can't read. My thank you seems so small compared to all you've done, but it comes from the heart. Not only have you helped John, but you have helped our entire family. Your show is... I keep saying when I read, I just realize, man, I'm going to check myself. Your show is on while I'm at work and over before I get home. I only get to listen when I am on vacation. So needless to say, I have not heard any of the shows my husband called into. I was very shocked when he informed me of all that took place. I am overwhelmed by your generosity. Yeah,
big one.
Fuck yeah, that was a huge one. Yeah. Bro, dog, you might want to pat it out with me for that one. Come on.
Great job, dude.
Holy shit, generosity. Anyway, and may life bring you a reflection of the kindness you've shown.
Jesus Christ.
Reflection. I might want to get another pound for that.
Reflection. Pound it out.
So she didn't listen to the show, and then you did your own thing, because usually you would wake up and you would take some Oxycontin. Just how does your morning go? Did you have a drink first or an Oxy? Will you hold off a little bit?
Towards the end of the drinking, it got to a point where I had to have a few shots at the beginning of the day just to take the shakiness out.
When you woke up?
Yeah, when I woke up.
Shots of vodka?
Well, you know, you go take a piss, and then, you know... Yeah. Grab a Mountain Dew and bust out the bottle of vodka, take a couple of shots, and then maybe pop a pill, and then, you know, it's time to go to work.
Couple of shots after taking a piss. It's a really good thing that you called the show, dude.
Damn right.
Because a couple of shots in the morning, it's the sad end of your amazing party
journey.
It's the
beautiful beginning, Jason.
Oh, he's just out of rehab now.
Life's beautiful.
You have changed it. So she didn't know you were just, because she was obviously not cool with this. Your kids weren't cool with it, but they're not going to leave you. They love you. You're your dad.
Right.
So you're dealing with it the best you can, but you're still abusing it all. And she's coming home to fucking wasted Oxycontin John.
Damn right.
And then all of a sudden you tell her when she comes home, I've been listening to this cocksucker on the radio, and I've decided I want to go to rehab, and he's going to take me there.
Well, I always told her that I listened to the show, and what a crazy fucker you are, you know. And
but I didn't. What a crazy fucker that would try to get you off drugs and alcohol?
Well, no.
Did she know that?
Well, she did, you know. It was to the point where we got together one night, you know, after you offered me everything. I didn't say anything till then.
Yeah.
You know, I took her outside away from the kids, and I said, you know, I need help, right? And she goes, fucking yeah, you need help.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I have an opportunity that I just fucking can't pass up.
Yeah.
You know? And thanks to you, Stretch, and the Chapman House, man. I mean, fuck. You know, at first she didn't want me to go away. She's like, can't they do it here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not my decision, you know.
And the Chapman House cannot come to your house.
That's right.
That's why it's the Chapman House.
And it's probably better that I actually came out here because I'm away from everything and I'm concentrating on me, concentrating on getting off the dope and, you know, everything else. And You know, I just can't wait to get home
and see
my wife and kids. And my wife took the rest of the week off. And son, if you're listening, count to three with your fingers in your ears.
You're
gonna bang the shit out of her, man.
There's nothing wrong with it. He should be allowed to hear that. I mean, really. I would rather hear that you were going to bang my mom than I'm going to do three shots of fucking vodka in the morning after my Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And when I say my mom, I mean his
mom. Yeah, I get you.
Actually, I wouldn't mind if he fucked my mom. I hate my mom's husband.
Fuck that dick.
Yeah, yeah. And I wouldn't mind if you fucked her and then fucking took three shots in front of him, because he's a recovering alcoholic too.
Slapped that fucker in the face.
Yeah, he sobered up, but I think he was a dick when he was high too. So yeah. It doesn't matter. But you've kept your. So when you get home, it's going to be a big deal, huh? Your kids are going to see you sober. When was the last time you were sober?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Bet you they do.
No, they don't.
Oh, wait a minute.
They've
never
seen it,
man. You've been high since they were born.
Yeah.
Wow.
My son was in diapers grabbing daddy beers out of the fridge, man. You know, they've never met sober John. It's going to be a fucking change.
Dude, you're doing some shit right now. Like, when you go back and you tell them and you talk to them, like a sober person, and you go and you probably eat dinner and do some weird shit, maybe cook some breakfast or some weird shit because you got a bunch of time on your hands now that you're all drifting off in fucking Oxycontin John world. You'll have to deal with the real world. And when you start dealing with the real world, because I'm the guy, I still go through it. Every day I still go through it. Sometimes people stress me out, shit's not going my way. That's the way the world is. Nothing ever goes everybody's way. But so many times when shit gets bad, I think about it all the time. You know what I mean? I went to Vegas the other day in the weekend and everybody had a beer. There was like 10,000 people at the Hard Rock and they all had a beer. And my wife was drinking. Guess who didn't have a drink?
Yeah, I know, man. Luckily,
I was a shit person to be around that day. I was just telling somebody this morning that what I've done in the last 3 years, I think I've been trying to not drink for 5 years now, almost 5 years. I never really got wasted in the last 5 years, but I did drink three times. But when I pulled it off, I would say 4 years ago to now, what I've done, what I've accomplished in that 4 years compared to anything I've ever done in my whole life, this is the only sad thing about it, I'm a million times better to my ex-girlfriend, I don't care because they were whores, or they probably weren't, but I turned them into whores because I was such an asshole. They probably just went and fucked a bunch of people because they couldn't deal with what a prick I was. But now, all the things that I've changed in my life, all the things that I've done, I look on my website, racing trucks, and just because I am motivated. Yeah. I have time to do stuff. And because you're a creative guy, I can tell you're kind of, you know, you're loud and you're fucking obnoxious. It's because there's a lot of shit in you that's trying to get out.
Trying to get out. I don't know what the fuck to do with it, man.
Now you got tons of stuff to do, and you're going to do amazing stuff with your son and daughter who are going to see you for who you really are, and that you've kicked this shit.
Yeah.
So the end, they've seen what you've done when you were on that shit. So you, exactly, wasted your fucking life, which means they know that if they do it, they don't have to do it to experience it. They know their dad went through it.
Right.
Like, that's the gift that you have for them, and it's probably one of the best gifts you can give your children. They know. Don't fucking abuse drugs and alcohol. They don't know from, hey, stay in school, people. They know for sure because they live with somebody who deals with it every day.
Right.
So you're giving it, you know, I feel like it's almost as good as being as funny as I am on the radio and getting enough money to move to Beverly Hills.
Fucking A, I'm moving in next door.
No, fuck off. But you're giving your kids a good chance at stuff.
Yeah, well, that's what I hope. You know, my son's senior next year after that. He's going to college, I hope. Get your shit together, boy. And, you know, everything's good, man. I got a lot of support at home, a lot of people rooting for me. So it's going to be fucking sweet.
I'm rooting for you. You know that, right?
I know that, mate.
All the time.
Fucking
right. So when you get back, it's not over, you know?
Oh, no.
Like, you call in, you got the VIP line. And
I won't abuse it. Don't worry, man.
I don't think you're going to abuse it. Because you're going to be sober.
Right.
So you're not going to call me seven times in fucking in 35 seconds.
Hey, that was just that one.
Fuck that bitch. Hang on, butter. I'm like, all right, dude. Even though that was awesome, but I'd way rather you called in with back-to-back shitty phone calls than one funny one because you're high.
Yeah. Well, I ain't calling in with a shit call. Yeah, I ain't gonna drag down the show, brother.
Road Dogg does that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's right. Joke. He slows it down enough.
So, anyway, there's a lot of people that want to talk to you. 866 Yo Faction. Start with Chris. What do you got, Chris? Hello? Yes.
Hello, mate.
What up, mate?
What's up, John? What's up?
How you doing, Chris?
Good. Question for.
All right.
When you started with your pills and stuff like that, was it prescribed for you, or were you, like, buying?
No, actually, they were handed to me. Here, you want to try some of these?
Because I had a really bad car accident a long time ago. It's been about 13 years.
How long?
Years,
yeah, it's time for you to be done, man.
13 years ago.
Oh, no. No, I just started. What happened? I cut my arm off. We flipped the car twice, and it severed my arm.
You've got one arm.
No, they reattached it.
If I was single and you were a girl, I'd totally bone you.
At least give him a handy.
Always want to fuck a girl with one arm. Give him a handy?
Yeah, a little hand job, yeah.
Oh, give him a handy?
Yeah, I felt like I was a chick, you know.
Like stand behind him and jack him off?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, fuck it.
You're a caring guy. So you got your arm came off in the crash.
Yeah, it came off in the crash, and it was hanging on by something like skin.
Yeah.
And I had to wrap it up on my shirt.
Oh, you were awake.
Oh, yeah.
And you put your floppy arm, you wrapped your floppy arm up.
Yeah, I wrapped it up. We had to walk a mile after the accident.
With a floppy arm.
Back road. Yep.
How do you not die? Because the veins are severed.
They said that if it had been like, if I'd have made it to the hospital probably about 30 minutes later, then I would have bled to death.
Fucking human body's pretty resilient, isn't it?
It's a lot of motherfucker. Yeah.
So anyway, you don't have an arm anymore. They took it off, right?
Nope, I still got it.
You got your arm sewed back on. You must have a sweet ass scar.
Dude, it is badass.
And once again, if you're a girl, I'd fuck the shit out of you.
I used to snow ski a little professionally.
I'd probably make out with him first.
And
I was
working ski patrol, and I'd always tell the kids that I did it in the half pipe so they'd wear.
Yeah, I would go with Shark Attack, man.
Shark Attack.
Yeah, I did that when I was out in Mammoth in L.A.
Did you get laid with that one?
Oh, hell yeah.
I knew it. I haven't had. Red Dragon! I don't want to sound addictive, but every now and then in the water, I'm like, come on.
I mean, a
5 footer, you know what I mean, or maybe a 3.5 footer, something like that. Because I ain't gonna fucking tell you the exact measurements if I make it out of there. Yeah.
It's bigger than my board.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm bleeding. Fuck! You should have seen it. It was me or him.
You know, as long as he beams and doesn't kill your ass.
Yeah, as long as I've just got a sweet fucking scar up my back or on my leg.
Just
or something.
Give me the scar. That's all I need.
Yeah, or maybe even a face one.
Yeah.
Because I'm married. I'd love to see my wife deal with me being, like, deformed in the face for the rest of her life. Kiss me, you know what I mean? Like, be awesome.
I love you, baby. You're my baby.
Oh, I just realized my son freaks out when I put wigs on and shit. No, I couldn't do that to him. If he cried and my face scared him. Give me a diggity wiggly. I'd be like, oh, no.
Where's daddy?
Have a month. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's yeah. Okay. Change my mind. Yeah. In the leg. If the sharks are listening, in the leg. So anyway, are you addicted to OxyContin now, or are you addicted to painkillers?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, you're always addicted if you take them, especially the Oxys. Yeah. You know, I'm not stupid. I know that. You know, if I didn't take them, I'd go through withdrawals. Yeah. But for the past about year, you know, the nerves have started growing back, and they told me that I was going to get 10 good years out of it whenever I had the surgeries to reattach it. And you know, it's been 13 years. So now all the nerves are starting to grow back, so they're telling me, you know, the only way to deal with it, because it is a horrible pain. It's something I cannot, you know, even describe. But so I have to take pain medicine, and I stay at a low dose. I won't let them up my dosage or anything like that because of that reason. I don't want to get, you know, highly addicted to them and stuff like that.
Yeah, because it's a motherfucker,
man. Well, just don't abuse them. You sound like an intelligent guy, and you already know what you're doing, so don't abuse them, and it's okay.
Alright.
You know what I mean? If you can't control your dose, man, you got somebody you can hand the pills to who can control it for you?
Oh, yeah.
Check out John. You got all the advice.
Look at this fucking shit, man.
do what John said. I can't believe I just said that, but do what John said.
Alrighty then.
Alright, dude. Best of luck.
Thanks.
Man, the pain inside the arm thing.
That's fucking crazy. I couldn't imagine,
I can kind of understand on a really small scale, like having injuries that, like, months later come back and start to ache in the middle of the night because of the nerves or whatever, they're responding to it.
Right.
But not because my arm came off just from, like,
I've had
hematomas in my leg and arms, and they ache, like, 3 months later.
Your body parts growing together after 10 years apart. I can't even imagine what that process is.
No, seriously. Devin, you're on with John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Hey, congratulations, John.
Thank you very much.
Are you on Suboxone right now?
No.
You didn't take Suboxone at all?
No, they had me on Suboxone at Detox House. I did 2 weeks of meds.
Right.
And then they tapered them off very slowly to bring me down nice and easy.
Right.
And then next thing you know, I'm taking vitamins and going crazy, man. It's bullshit. Working out in the gym.
Man, you fucking sound sharp, I'm telling you, man.
Ellismania 5, I'll whip your ass, motherfucker. You'll roll this squip.
All right. Let's go, man. I've changed my mind. You're delirious.
I'm delirious.
I mean, you could definitely, you know, hear a change in his voice from, like, last month he called and, you know, it sounded like he was about to jump off the fucking bridge.
Yeah, there was a lot of rough times, man.
That's why you can't do it by yourself. That's why you got to go to Chapman House.
ChapmanHouse.com. Look that shit up. As I said, if they can help me, they can help you.
Well, my thing is, I've been on and off the Suboxone thing for probably 3 years. I've been an addict for about 7.
What are you taking a day?
Bless you, Roadhog. Thank you.
As far as Suboxone or when
I
was...
Yeah, Suboxone.
Suboxone, I'm doing 1.5 pills, so that's probably, 12 milligrams a day.
Start cutting yourself down. Take a half a pill a day until you get nothing. It'll be all right, man.
But here's the thing, though. Like, am I going to, like, because, you know, the last 7 years, dude, I've been high, like, every fucking day. And now, like, you know, I want to cut back. I want to get off the Suboxone, but, you know, am I going to feel like, you know, what the fuck? Am I lost? You know, I keep fearing that I'm going to feel lost. Like
you will. You will, man. But I tell you what, it's not going to be as bad as you think. And then, say you're... All right, here, you're taking 1.5 a day now. Do an easy one. Cut down to 1.
Right.
Then you know what you do? Then you take a half of 1 in the morning. If you need one, you take a half of 1 later. And then pretty soon, you're just going to need that half of 1. And once you get to a half of 1, you don't need it, man.
If you can't, you got to go see somebody, man.
That's right, Chapman House.
Well, right now I actually the reason I'm calling is I wanted to get your guys, you know, opinion on a situation that, you know, I ran into last night. I started it's a NA class where I go once a week, and then I have to, you know, do 2 NA meetings a week. So, you know, it was my first day at the class, and, you know, I stood up and, you know, I said, you know, told them my story, and I said, you know, I've been off of, you know, Oxys for, you know, about 2 months now, but I'm on Suboxone, and I said, the way I phrased it was, I've been clean for 2 months, and someone said, you're not clean, you're on Suboxone.
That's right, and it's totally just as bad.
It fucked me up, because, you know, here I thought I was doing the right thing, and...
No, man, you're still getting high off the Suboxone. You got to cut down.
You know what to do, dude. You got to go get some help. I got to go, dude. I got someone else calling. Thanks. This is, who's this?
This is Marnie. This is Johnny's sister.
Oh, Jesus.
You have a sister?
Christ. Yes. She's my baby sister.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Marnie.
So, hang on, what's her name?
Marnie.
Marnie?
Yeah.
That's what my stepmom's name is. Anyway, Marnie, you're... How old are you?
I'm 39. I'll be 40 at the end of the year.
So you've known him his entire taking drugs life.
Absolutely.
Have you stopped talking to him, or do you hang out with him when he's like this? Because when he calls the show, I don't see... Don't take this the wrong way, John, but I don't know why anybody would want to hang out with you when you're like that. I'll take your phone call, but you were kind of belligerent.
I do all that shit at home. I'm not on the streets running around.
Did you know he was that bad?
Yeah, I knew. My older sister and I tried to talk to him a few years ago, and we kind of did a little at-home intervention on her back porch, but he didn't want anything to do with it and pretty much told us to fuck off.
Right.
So, yeah, I knew. I mean, I think the drinking certainly was even worse than the pills, but,
yeah, I agree. The vodka shots in the morning, dude, that's,
Yeah, yeah. And I saw him right before he left to go to rehab. I saw him on Father's Day. It was the last time I've seen him.
Yeah.
And he was beyond wasted. I mean, he was beyond wasted. And it was really sad. And it was really hard to say goodbye, but I just kept, you know, my son's a recovering addict. And,
yeah.
So I kind of know the process and I kind of know what to expect. And so I was just thrilled that he was coming. I didn't care how wasted he was that day because I knew what was coming and that's what mattered.
So you know him well, way better than I do. So you could tell, because I can tell, and I don't even really know John, but you can tell that he sounds like a different person.
Oh my God. My son just turned on the radio because Johnny was supposed to let us know he was on his way there and forgot. So
I told you fucking 4 o'clock. Jesus.
Well, so anyway, so we just turned it on. I started hearing him. I'm like, that's Johnny? It doesn't even sound like him. It sounds like the old Johnny. You know, he's like, because I talked to him a few days ago.
Because she knew you when you were a little kid.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I talked to him a few days ago after the last show he was on with you, I was like, who the hell is this? He was so down and it was scary. So to hear him on the radio right now, happy and full of life.
Go get a tissue.
You got to stay this way, dude. You know that, right?
Oh fuck! I can't go the other way, man. I'm done, man. I mean, I've been partying for 20 plus fucking years. How long have you been going on,
man? How much more of a run do you need?
No, I think I pulled it off. You know,
you're pretty. I'm telling you, you got to be pretty pumped that everyone's still here after the run you've had. I mean, the thing that tripped me out the most is when you called and your daughter was in the background. I was like,
yeah, I know,
your
man.
Daughter's in the background, as in she's in the house and she talks to your unconscious ass.
Yeah,
because I can't believe anybody would talk to you.
Yeah,
well, you got to thank your wife. She must be a keeper for sticking with you, man.
My wife's a fucking saint. She's the best thing that ever happened to me. If it wasn't for her, I couldn't imagine where I'd be.
Do you drink?
Me?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
You don't do anything?
No.
Yeah, get to the truth.
The truth is there's three of us kids. We're all equally as fucked in the head, but we all handle it differently.
Yeah. What do you do?
My sister's a total workaholic. My brother was an alcoholic and a drug user, and I try to go through the, you know, I've been in counseling my whole life.
Yeah.
So, you know, I try to go through the, you know, antidepressants and that kind of crap. But
Well, that's not antidepressants are not fun to take. You don't take them and go, "Yeah, I'm having a fucking great day now."
No.
If they work like that, I'd be fucking on them too.
No, all they do is keep you from jumping off a bridge. That's what they do.
Yeah, so you're fighting the fight.
Exactly.
So you guys get to hang out. She's got kids. You've got kids. This is,
Well, my nephew, Matthew.
Yeah. But and you're saying he's a recovering alcoholic.
Heroin.
No, he's a recovering heroin addict.
Big boy.
Hey, man, same thing, dude. You're doing oxycodone.
Yeah, I know.
Same thing. You're just doing the fucking rich pussy version of heroin.
Exactly.
At least he had the gangsterism in him to go get it off the street and put it in his arm. Yeah. You with your little pill popping technique.
Ah, fuck you, man.
Well, just to say, my son on July 6th, my son just celebrated 18 months clean.
You guys are all turning it around. The whole family's turning it around.
It's fucking crazy.
It's an amazing thing for you guys.
Well, it's an amazing thing of what you've done and what you've done for my brother, for my sister-in-law, for my nephew and my niece and the rest of this family. It's just, it's amazing.
Fuck yeah, motherfucker!
Yeah, Matt!
That's my son.
Yeah, I figured that. Well, I didn't do it. I just paid a little, me and Stretch paid for your plane ticket. Chapman House did it, and really, John, you did it.
John did it.
Because that's the only person that really...
Without you guys and the opportunity, man, I wouldn't have done it.
Exactly. You made it possible.
I'm super happy for you guys.
I'm super happy too, man.
You want to kick me?
We're happy ourselves.
I'll kick your ass.
You want to kick me?
I'll kick you, motherfucker.
When do you go home?
Home Wednesday.
All right, say goodbye to your sister.
Love you.
I love you too, bro.
I'll talk to you later.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
That's got to feel good, huh?
Proud of you? Right.
Eh?
Baby sister.
That's a big one when someone...
I'm trying to... Don't fucking push me.
What? Push you what?
You're trying to get me to cry.
Because I said your sister's...
You're getting all family-oriented. And
that's what it's all about.
I know.
If it wasn't for that, if you were just single and you were by yourself, we could all get wasted. Just do whatever we wanted.
Every day.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you could call it at someone else's show because I wouldn't be here because I'd be wasted. That's why I'm sober.
Yeah.
Like, I've been sober for 5 years. Guess how old my daughter is?
Three.
Five.
Oh, I thought she was three.
That's how it goes. That's how it went. I was wasted, and I was like, yeah, I'm a cocksucker to a bunch of people that I could give a shit about.
Right.
But not anymore, because now it's my daughter who's going to grow up and watch me.
Yeah.
So now I have to fight the fight, and I have to be miserable 25% of every day because I fucking hate that everyone else can get wasted and I can't. It's always going to be the way. Always.
I know.
Get used to it.
I am.
But
I
little things like
the
that.
First time the other day sober.
Little things like that. I'm proud of you. My sister's saying I'm proud of you. I remember the only time, because I know that it does make you want to cry. I just remembered the first time I ever got married. My dad never really said anything encouraging. He had to make a speech because I got married, and he said that he was proud of me, and I was welling up big time. And that was like back when I didn't have any sort of scars, and I could still drink. So I was like, just thanks, you know what I mean, and rocked it. But I was so close to just bowling in front of my new wife and everybody at this
wedding
party.
Well, that's the thing, man. You know, I've been together with my wife 25 years, and I've cried in front of her once.
Yeah.
You know.
Nothing wrong with crying.
Yeah, well.
I cry in front of my wife. I cried in front of her on Sunday because I realized that my daughter one day was going to grow up and move out of the house.
That's life, man.
I'm just saying that. What a pussy. But I can knock you out with 16-ounce gloves and headgear on.
Yeah, we'll see.
Come on,
motherfucker. Ellis Mania 5, I'll take your ass, Ron.
I got an oxycodone pill in my right hand.
That's right.
Let's give him a leg kick.
Oh, we're getting a leg kick, camera?
Yeah, give him a leg kick. You want a leg kick me? It's the least I can do for you.
All right.
Wait one sec. We're getting it set up.
Hold on. Let's get Bert in there. Watch out, Dan.
All right, absolutely.
There you go. Go for it. Up here. Do you know how to kick?
No.
You don't know how to kick?
I'm going
to
tell you.
You don't know how to kick?
I can look kick. Look, I'm not going to tell you.
You're not going to tell him?
You go like that. All right, put your shin on there.
No problem.
Don't kick the table. Come on.
One more step down. Take that step down. Give me a good angle, motherfucker.
Come on, that's bullshit.
That's bullshit? I was going to pull him out on you.
Get in there.
All right, there's not room to wind up.
Kickstart. You're kicking me in the ass.
He's going to his
butt. Here, get inside leg kick. There you go, not in the nut.
Watch your nut.
Yeah, take it. Hot.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Made my foot come off.
Sit your ass to the floor.
Yeah, Colin's talking to you. You talking to Yellow Wolf? Yeah. Yellow Wolf in the green room with Colin McKay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
You kick pretty good for somebody who just got out of rehab.
Yeah, no training. That's what I'm saying. You give me a month to train, I'll come here and kick your ass.
I will do a how to fight video on Ellis Mania so that you can go on there and go through the stages of learning how to fight with me.
Yeah, well, as soon as I get some money, I'm going to have to join that pay site.
I'll put you on for free.
All right. Hook me up.
I don't know why I just said that.
Because you're the man.
I am the man.
That's right.
Let's get these fucking calls out of the way. What do we got here? Brandon. What up, Brandon?
Hey, Jason, Josh, and Johnny. How's it going, guys? I listen to the show all the time. And
it's because it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, I tell you what, Jason. As many times as you said you've had a shit show, I can't remember ever agreeing with you. Like,
fuck you, man.
I know sometimes it's not living up to your expectations, or it's not exactly how you want it, and it's your baby, and you get pissed about that, but just so you know, out here, like in listener land, it's always radio gold, man. Just listening to you guys talk, it doesn't even matter what about sometimes. If I could offer some words of encouragement there to John, buddy, I come from a family of addictions and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm actually on the highway right now driving to go see my old man. I haven't spoke to him in about 4 years. And, I tell you what, man, it's, for me, what it is you got to wake up every day and ask yourself what you're kind of excited for that day. And there's 50 things I fucking hate about my day sometimes and just one thing that I like. I just do that because even coming from a family of addictions and seeing what people do on that shit, there's lots of times I wish I could just get obliterated and forget the world kind of thing. And so just so you know, man, there's a lot of us out there. You really fucking stoked to hear that you turned things around. I'm really happy for you and we love
you.
Well,
I appreciate it, man. It's nice to have the words of encouragement. And all you motherfuckers. Hey, Schultzy. Donald Schultz sent me a package. Thanks, Schultz.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah,
I can't believe how smart you sound right now, putting sentences together.
No, really sharp. You could you could have like hosted your own show with some of the advice you gave.
My
he hasn't said one time.
That's right, because I'm a motherfucking professional. My goal is to come here and work your board like Fred does Howard.
Yeah, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
John, you're on the Jason Ellis show. Oh no, sorry, Jason.
Hello.
Yes, Jason.
I was just calling. I think OxyContin John deserves an awesome world trip. I think you should take him too.
Fuck. Hello? Don't really OxyContin John anymore, are you? Yeah, you are. Rehab John.
Rehab John.
That sucks. What about a better name?
Oxy John.
Just keep him Oxy John.
Oxy John, is it true that you don't do drugs and alcohol anymore?
It is true, awesome world.
Do you like 75 whores?
Love 75 whores.
Do you have herpes?
Fuck no.
Well, that's gonna work out because nobody has herpes in awesome world. Do you like Kawasaki's?
Love Kawasaki's.
Yeah, good. You can hang out here for a little bit.
Yeah.
If you take a drink. Yeah.
I know. It ain't happening.
Jason Ellis, TV show's coming to your house to kick the shit out of you, man.
Oh, no, not me.
Raw Dog, are you in awesome world?
I believe so.
No, you're not.
I was.
No, you're not. Shut up.
All right, dude. Well, where do you go now? You go back there? Back to the Chapman house?
Yep. I got just a couple more days to go. A
couple
then
more days?
Hit the fucking plane, man, and get home. My daughter requested that she comes and picks me up at the airport because the wife kind of ditched me, you know, and the kids didn't get to really say goodbye.
Yeah.
So they were kind of pissed about that. So the family picking me up tomorrow, it's going to be
how great
fucking
is that,
sweet,
dude,
man.
Get off the plane and your daughter's going to pick you up and you're going to be sober and you're going to have the first sober conversation in the car on the way home of her entire life.
It's fucking nuts.
How'd you do that, dude?
I don't know.
I'm fucking proud of you, man.
Well, hey.
Let's hug it out. Hug it out. It's pretty gnarly that you're going to do that. Seriously. Are you going to do that? You're going to be in the car with your daughter, having a sober conversation for the first time in your life.
Son, too. It's going to be crazy, man. I mean, my wife knew me when I was sober when I was like 15, 16.
Yeah.
You know, here we are. 25 years later, I've been fucked up for 20 plus years, you know. It's crazy.
Amazing job.
All I know is I'm going to have a massive boner.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome, man.
It's a good name for a band.
Massive boner?
Yeah. I'd be into that.
There you go.
All right, after this, Colin McKay.
Hold on. Before you go, I know you're always bitching, you know, bad show. You help people every fucking day. They're just not here to tell you thank you and show you. This is my first sober coin.
Oh, I
fucking
heard
set
these.
It over on the self, man. And every time you think you're not doing good, you're not helping anybody, just look at that fucking thing. Because you helped me.
Thanks, dude. I'll keep that in the studio, all right?
Right on.
Good looking out.
All right.
Take care of yourself, man.
You know it.
Chapman House. What is it?
ChapmanHouseRehab.com. Yeah, rehab. There you go. Rehab.
So, thanks for taking care of me, man. Appreciate
pleasure.
It.
He's a great guy.
You guys are making me look
Tim
good.
Tim and Dan are the man.
Because I couldn't deal with you. For 30 days, I'd be like, dude, fuck off. Go home.
Hey, is that your
here's a fucking bottle
there,
of
man?
Vodka right here. Huh?
That's an awesome scooter out there.
Hey, you saw that?
Yeah.
It's the badass machine right there. It's also completely illegal right now.
Hey.
I just want to mention to everybody right now that I'm on the streets fucking out of my balls illegal cruising down the street. Till tomorrow and I get insurance. It's not going to take me 6 weeks to get insurance like my Rumble Tumpskin buddy over here. Colin McKay on the show after this on the Jason Ellis Show. Shout out to OxyContin John. Scott, you're on the Jason Ellis Show.
Oh, dude.
No way.
I was gonna say OxyContin John, you know, I'm really happy that you guys, you know, helped him out and everything. But that fucker was the only person that made me feel, you know, good about my life. I'm like, oh fuck, at least I'm not that guy, you know?
Well, there's plenty more losers out there. I wouldn't be too worried about it.
The other people for the call. I just want to fucking suck your dick and stroke you off. I mean, I love your show. I think you guys are funny. But every other caller is just like, oh, you're still funny. I have to admit, today you kind of bummed me. But I'm going to miss OxyContin John. I just started listening to you guys the last 3 weeks, and you've already sobered this fucker up. I mean, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
It took ages. When did he first call? It was a long time ago, right?
It was a while ago. And he spent some time in rehab.
Well, hopefully for you, sir, he'll fall off the wagon and die. Thanks for the call. Steve.
Hello?
Yeah, mate.
Hey, what's up, Alice? I've been listening to you for, like, the past 9 months, man. I think what you did with OxyContin John is awesome, man. I was a full-blown alcoholic and fucking smoked tons of fucking weed just to go to bed at night, man. And I think what you did with him was fucking awesome, man. And your show's fucking awesome. And Raw Dog's a great fucking sidekick for you, man.
He is. You're a great guy, Raw Dog.
Oh, thank you.
I can't wait to see you drink a smoothie so you don't die early.
But, yeah, I mean, I got sober, man. I've been sober for, like, 2 years and 3 months, man. And I became a truck driver, and I got to see the whole country, man. I've been out your way a couple times, too, out in California.
Right on, man.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, watch out for the crazy lady that hits Bam in the back of the head with a baseball bat. Later, mate. Charles.
Hey, sorry, man. I had a question for Colin and you, but Colin just left.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I would leave, too.
Anyway, mate, I was going to ask real quick. You were talking about OxyContin earlier and how, you know, he's changing his life, but what was, like, the biggest skater, most talented skater that you personally knew that fell, like, permanently to drugs?
Christian Asoy.
What about Sean Sheffy? You ever knew that guy?
Sean Sheffy's sober again.
Oh, really? I heard he was on a beach or something like that.
Not sober. Lives with Jake Brown.
Hey, man, have a better day, dude. You're sweet.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks for calling in.
Hello. Scott.
Yes, boss. How are ya?
Good, mate. What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to say, the show's not as bad as you think, like someone said earlier. It's always great, man. Out of curiosity, name for Oxy. OxyClean?
I thought that was pretty good. I saw that on Twitter.
OxyClean?
Yeah.
Isn't that something you clean a kitchen with?
Yeah, it's like the
not late anymore.
Night. But now it's OxyClean, Sean.
Done. Could you probably snort OxyClean?
I don't think you'd get high.
Ow!
But it is like a white powder.
I've got Windex in my car.
You could get high off that.
Just wanted to put that out. I might fucking drink the bottle before I go home. Thanks for the call, dude. Eric, you're going to rehab?
Hello, motherfucker. How are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what to get through.
He got stretch. That's awesome. What's going on, camel fucker?
I've got to...
Stretch went for, I'm going to rehab. Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, I'm going to rehab. Let me talk to Alice real quick.
All right.
Lisa, you're on with Tully.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Lisa from Texas.
Hi, Lisa. I had a feeling you might be calling.
You what?
I had a feeling you might be calling. Nice to speak to you again.
Good to hear you on the show, man. Not bad today, but...
I didn't shoot Lisa. I just shot myself.
Ellis, you gotta quit bitching, man. You bitch all the time about how the show sucks. It doesn't suck.
It's my show. I'll say whatever I want about it.
I know.
It sucks if we say we sucks, okay?
I don't know. I think your show's awesome. I've always liked it. I've listened to you for years. And, you know, what you're doing for OxyContin John or OxyClean John or whatever his name is now, that's awesome. You are helping people every day. Just the negativity that you put on the show when you're saying it's a shit show and everything, that's I feel like it's hurting you more than it's helping you. And I'm glad Tully walked in when he did, because he saved the show. You were so angry.
Yeah, is that it?
I'm a huge fan.
You're right, the show sucks.
Told you. This whole thinking that OxyContin John is, like, just terrible. I love that I helped OxyContin John, but just back-to-back phone calls about it's good that you've helped OxyContin John. I don't kiss my ass no more. Fucking entertain. Somebody do something entertaining.
Right. There's only so much that can be said about it.
Yeah, okay, I get it. I'm fucking nice. Great.
We should do a whole show about how awesome you are. That's entertaining.
I think that's every show.
I think you may have done that show, yeah. I think I heard that on Best Of.